Welcome back to our final episode. This is Pastor Jason Robinson, and you've been on this journey with us, and we've enjoyed ourselves, and we're talking about shoring up some key core foundations, and we're finishing up with the final one. We want to talk about discipleship. Before I go totally into discipleship, I just want to encourage you as well. One thing in our church that we have, we call it the Purple Book. It's actually not called the Purple Book. It's called Biblical Foundations, but it's a Purple Book, so we all seem to call it the Purple Book. So I want to encourage you after this, what's the next step, Pastor? What's something else that I can do to get deeper in my faith? Basically, this entire one-to-one is skimming off the top of our Purple Book, Biblical Foundations, where it goes much, much deeper in all these subjects. And so if you want to go deeper, man, we'd love to make sure that you get one of those. You can get it at our Information Central. Ask any of us at church, and we'll make sure you get it so that you can continue to grow in the depth of knowing the Word of God more and more and more and more. So discipleship, jumping right into it. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts, honor Christ, the Lord is holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is within you." Mark 5:18-19 says, "As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him, and he did not permit him to come. He said, 'Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on your life.'" Talking about discipleship is simply following God. Being Christ's disciples means we're followers of his teaching. We follow of his ways. We want to grow and grow, be more like him. And so I want to talk a few ways of how you can begin to help disciple others, how you can begin to be a disciple, even that much more, of Christ. The first is how to give your testimony. How do you give your testimony? What is my testimony, Pastor? Your testimony is just your story. It's your story of what was going on and what was life like before Christ. And then once Christ became real to you and you accept him in your heart, what happened after that? It's really just that simple. See, we're called in the Word of God to be witnesses, not do the witness thing. It's completely two different things. But here's the important thing about testimony. There's two major things about testimony. Number one, no one can doubt your testimony because it's what happened to you. The first thing about your testimony, it's an anchor to your own soul. Man, I remember God was faithful to me then. I remember how I was before I knew Christ and what he did in my life. And so anytime I'm tempted with different things, man, I don't need to get bound up by it because I can look back on my testimony and know it's an anchor to my soul. But a testimony, it also, you know what it does? It yells out. It shows other people your life with Christ, what's happened with you with Christ. One of the greatest things that happens when someone's life is changed by Christ is watching all the people around them that knew them. Man, I knew how you were before. What has happened? What has changed in your life? That is your testimony. And testimony is simple, just giving a brief description of this is what life was like before Christ, and this is what's happening now. Revelation 12:11 says this. It says, "And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even unto death." That we overcome in this life and we conquer in this life by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus dying on the cross for us, and by the word of our testimony. The next thing is how to preach the gospel. So how do I preach the gospel? The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. It's the reason we engage with culture, with our community. That's why we want to be a witness and we want to share our testimonies because we want to preach the gospel. The gospel simply means this. It means good news. It's preaching the good news about Jesus. We talked about way in one of the first episodes about the bad news. The bad news is we've all sinned and we've all messed up. Matter of fact, it says in Romans 3:23, that's the scripture I'm referring to, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And anytime I've ever said that, I've never had to convince somebody that they've sinned. They always pretty know that they pretty much know they've sinned, they've messed up. And the bad news is sin separated us from God. The other bad news is in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin, the payment of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." The bad news is, man, sin separated us from God and it cost a lot, cost more than I can pay to be forgiven of my sin. That's why preaching the gospel or sharing the gospel is so important. So that's the bad news. But the good news is Jesus loved you so much. God loved you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, to come and die on a cross because he knew you couldn't pay it for yourself. So Jesus paid it. So now all you need to do is you need to receive Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And you do that and you, it'll put you in right relationship with Jesus. So that's the good news. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel," the good news, "for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." And so that's what we want to do. And ultimately, how do we make disciples? So first off, how do I give my testimony? You just share how you were before Christ and then after Christ. How do I preach the gospel? You just share what the bad news looked like and then share what the good news is, how you can know Christ. And then finally, how do I make disciples? We make disciples as we introduce people to Jesus and teach them how to obey God's commands. Paul told Timothy to transfer everything he learned and everything he knew to those who would be able to teach also. So he basically just said, "Hey, Timothy, listen, everything I taught you about God, about Jesus, teach others that. He'll teach others that. He'll teach others that." You know what that's called? It's called discipleship. Matthew 28 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the ends of the age." And in 2 Timothy 2:2, this is the scripture I was referring to a minute ago. "And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." That's discipleship. That's us taking what we learn, taking what we know, and taking our story and bringing it to other people and saying, hey, this is what happened to me. And help introduce them to Christ by sharing the gospel. "Hey, this is what happened to me. I know what happened when I sinned. We've all sinned. We've all messed up. It's bad news. I'm separated from God. But the good news is God sent his son Jesus to die on a cross for me and for you too. And man, God can forgive you of all your sin just like he forgave me of all my sin." Really? Yes, really. And that's discipleship. It's bringing people to understand what Jesus is saying, understand the teachings of Jesus, and follow it. Hey, it's been awesome being on this journey, but this is just the very beginning of your journey. I want to remind you again about our biblical foundations with our purple book, remind you about our small groups. You can go to cotk.org and get connected in small groups so that we can be the church and get around one another so that we can grow and be everything God wants us to be. God bless you. I'm going to pray as we end. Father, I thank you. As we're shoring up foundations, God, as some people are placing for the first time spiritual foundations that'll make an impact for life, God, I pray you'd help us to remember, Lord God, all the things that you're laying on the inside of us, God. Salvation, Lord. Lordship. Repentance. Baptism. Our devotion life, the church, and discipleship, God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for all those things. You've equipped us, and you gave us everything we need to live a victorious Christian life, God. We thank you. Bless each person, Lord God, throughout their day, throughout their week, throughout their weekend, Lord God, until we see each other once again. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys.